Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Alampi's here, too. Jim is the founder of Alampi & Associates. He's a certified CEO coach. He helps CEOs just like you and me and our teams put our best foot forward in the workplace and in the marketplace. He's the author of Great to Excellent. It's the Execution. And he's our friend, Jim Alampi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you with us. Good to have you back. Hey, Jim, you're like me. Your gray hair is not premature. And you've been around the block a couple of times. And when you and I were pups coming up, we showed up for work. We were told what to do. We locked our heels, and we did it, didn't we?
That's why I thought I got a paycheck, that people told me what to do, and I just did it.
That's right. That's exactly right. They gave us the content and the context at the same time.
They did.
And it was their content and their context, right?
And you know, you're absolutely right. And no matter how smart I might have been or how much knowledge I had or how productive I was in my personal life, it basically was the whole attitude that we know best what is done here at the workplace.
Right.
Just follow our direction and everything will be fine.
That's right. And so that worked for generations. But we got these young whippersnappers coming along here, and they think they need to contribute to these decisions. They want to know what's going on, why we're doing this, and they're kind of nosy like that, aren't they?
All I needed to know was the what. But in today's environment, as you say, the millennials, they insist upon knowing the why as well as the what. Which I think is a great thing. I mean, it's a challenge to us gray hairs as leaders, but it also is a phenomenal benefit to companies.
So how does management and the teams, whether they're millennials or not, how do we get together? One of the things that bugs me is when some of the experts, so-called experts, demand that management move 100% over to the team, and I don't hear anybody, I don't hear anybody fighting for the management anymore, and it's, except for me. And I say, you know what? Why don't we just meet in the middle? You know, management's got the responsibility. Why don't we meet in the middle with regard to how we work together? What do you think?
I think that makes a lot of sense, and it's usually what happens in entrepreneurial companies. They start out as dictatorships, hopefully benevolent dictatorships.
Right.
And then at some point, the owner, founder, CEO looks at all the bright people around him and said, boy, it's pretty lonely me making all the decisions.
Right.
Why don't I take advantage of these people I have around me and get their input and maybe help get our company aligned? So all of a sudden, that's a very big step for an entrepreneur. There's no going backward.
And it's not, you're right, it's a big step, but it's not in our nature as an entrepreneur because we still remember when we did everything because there wasn't anybody else here.
Exactly right. And that skill set that's required to work with a team and get them aligned and create a culture of accountability is a skill set that a lot of entrepreneurs don't bring with them and have difficulty converting to.
Yep. That's exactly right. Especially when the folks working with you push back a little bit. But that's where the health comes from. That's where the hybrid vigor comes from. That's where the excellence comes from, I think, is when ideas are challenged and proven. What do you think?
I couldn't say it more better. In fact, that's as you related to the title of the book. You know, you can get to great, and I give all due credit to Jim Collins for good to great. But I think there's something beyond greatness called excellence, and you can get to excellence by good execution. That's the difference. You can't let people park their brains at the door. You can't let people not contribute to what's going on in the workplace. I want people to make suggestions and challenge and come up with better ideas than we have, and that's a whole different mindset for a leader than, during the Industrial Revolution.
Well, and the way I think that you do this, and Jen, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, is and I've espoused this on my show for a long time now, is define your team members' area of responsibility and tell them that in that world right there, you own that. And you own the good and the bad. So if it works, then you get credit. If it doesn't work, you take responsibility. But you own this, and with regard to what you need from me about that, I work for you.
You've just defined servant leadership, which is the way smart leaders go at this. You know, it's not our job to boss people around and tell them what to do. It's our job to set goals for people with their input and then hold them accountable. Give them the resources and hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. Harry Truman had a great quote when he was in the White House. He said, "People think I sit here all day giving orders. What I really do is sit here all day and kiss you know what."
Right.
I mean, here, the President of the United States, and he has to be selling his ideas and constantly working with his staff and his people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that works, that's worked for me so much, is I had a hard time delegating. I wasn't a great delegator for a long, long time. And I found out that even when I did delegate, all I did was delegate the work. I didn't delegate the ownership. And that wasn't good for either one of us. What do you think?
The two weakest leadership skills we ever see in companies is A, the ability to delegate, and B, to hold people accountable for the things you delegated. I don't know what is the problem in this country and even globally to a degree, but we just don't do a good job of A, knowing what not to do, delegating things to others, or once we give them goals, we don't know how to hold them accountable.
Right.
Somehow we seem to think it's being mean or nasty to hold people accountable, and mm-hmm. it's one of the most critical leadership skills of all.
Well, I have to say this to our young listeners and the millennials out there. If you really do want to ask questions, if you really want to know why, if you really do want ownership, you're willing to take on, you want this thing you're asking for, you have to be prepared to step up and take the responsibility, the ownership responsibility, if it doesn't go as well as we thought. Now, that's a really important decision, isn't it, Jim?
That's critical, and it's a difference between, you know, the people who will be the A-player stars at a company and the people who will just sort of ride along on coattails
right.
and be C-players.
And sometimes that means that people, that the person ultimately responsible for the whole company has to lower their eyebrows a little bit and have a little stern conversation with you and with everybody. Sometimes that happens. Jim, I need your website, Jim, quickly.
www.TheExecutionMaximizer.com.
TheExecutionMaximizer.com. That's his website. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.